Alrighty, we're live. G'day guys, we're early again this week. Things to do, but we're still here for the pod. Round 12 this week, obviously last week we had an absolute cracker. Obviously, like we've said, we give out spread bets, so essentially 50-50 bets against the line. We were 12 wins, 5 losses last week, but on top of that we gave out 4 multis. Actually, we gave out 5 multis, got money back on one, and won all the other 4, and they were odds of like $3, $5, $7, that sort of thing. So it's going to be a bit of a speedier pod this week. There's only 4 games, obviously, over the weekend. So we're going to go through those 4 games. We're going to leave Origin for this week, and then next week we'll do an early pod as well, run through a full breakdown, betting breakdown of Origin, and then maybe just skim over round 13 as well. How are you, champ?
Good, thanks, mate. Yeah, thanks for bearing with me while I just shared this live video into our group, our free group, where we, like, not only do we give out all our tips, and we're going to discuss round 13 right now, and then come up 12. With, like, round 12, sorry, yeah. Thinking ahead, because we were looking at a couple early players for round 13, but round 12, coming up this round, short round, but definitely money to be made.
Definitely.
I love this round because I love it when there's big changes, because when there's change in the marketplace, you know, then there's like instability and there's like value to be found. And we found some massive value earlier this week that we can talk about that we already gave out in our group. And that's why you want to be in the group, because that's where all our tips are. As you said, we won 4 multis on the weekend, ranging from, you know, double your money to like 7 times your money. We gave out 1 basketball tip today, and that was a winner, $3.50. Really easy winner too. Taking the Celtics, like getting 7.5 points first quarter. They won that quarter by 9 points, something like that.
That's it.
And in sales under. So we got tips on all sports.
That's right.
And it's a short round, but value for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And on your point, I mean, you know, that is the best way to make money. I mean, when that or one of the ways, there's massive changes, and you know, either the odds makers and the public underreact, and then you can take advantage of that, or they overreact, and then you can obviously take advantage of that as well.
And we were waiting on Monday for those Origin team announcements. We knew the second those teams came out, I mean, you know, of the 34 players that get picked to play on Wednesday night, you knew probably like 25 of them were going to be there, but those other blokes you didn't know. These are the best players in the NRL, so when they're out of their club team, it makes a big difference. And not only like any one player being out makes a difference, but you've got to look at clusters, and a good example is the Broncos with 6 players representing. It's like, even if not any one of those players necessarily is an absolute superstar, when you do lose multiple first grade, like your best players, it's so hard to be competitive. I guess before we get into the round, did you have any thoughts just on the selections? Like, for the Queensland team, are you happy with the team they picked?
I guess I'm happy with the Queensland team. I think New South Wales has picked the best team that they've picked in a long, long time. I don't mind the halves combo. I think Pierce Maloney is solid there. That's what you want in Origin. I think the New South Wales forward pack is probably better. But I guess the one advantage that Queensland has, despite New South Wales naming such a strong team, is that they've just had that core together for year upon year upon year. You know, Kronk, Smith, you know, Thurston, if he
Boyd.
Does play, obviously Boyd, all those guys have just been together, and that team chemistry, that's worth a couple points by itself.
Yeah.
You know?
And Thurston is the big question mark. And the story today is that he'll decide on Sunday if he's going to play, which again affects this round, because I presume if he would have chosen him to be able to play today or tomorrow, potentially, and Anthony Milford would be jumping on a flight to New Zealand. I believe that's not going to be the case. They definitely don't want to risk it, and it's good to have the back line covered. So I think Milford's out there. I don't understand how Valentine Holmes doesn't make the Queensland team. He was in the Australian team. He was in the Australian team that toured. He won the grand final last year.
Yep.
He's a superstar. He can be a game winner. Like, I know that Walters wants to reward the guys that did the job last year. O'Neill hasn't set the league on fire for me.
At all.
And I would have easily slot Gagai into the centres and had Valentine Holmes on the wing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, again, a guy like Nate Miles definitely not set the league on fire. I wonder if, you know, you could have trusted someone like a Thaiday to potentially start in the front row, but then bring like a bit more of a live wire, like Cohen Hess, who happens to be leading the comp in tries off the bench for New South Wales, I think.
And I guess you can't really fault the logic. I mean, they've won, you know, 80% of the games over the past decade.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're
going to,
and it's like that's the method they've gone with, is trusting, you know, the guys that have been there, done
and,
that.
And
but
last year,
I agree.
I thought Walters was crazy to discipline guys like Dylan Napa and Valentine Holmes and not pick them. We don't have the depth that New South Wales does to choose from, but he stuck to his guns, stuck to his discipline, he got the win anyway. Mm. So, you know, and Kevy, we trust, and we've got a team that can do a job. It's going to be close. I guess we should also say we've already given out New South Wales plus 2.5. That's a line value play as much as anything, not necessarily a prediction.
We live in Brisbane, we go for Queensland, and as much as it hurts us to bet against Queensland, bet against the Broncos, we got to take value where it's there.
So
and
people shouldn't see that tip as necessarily our prediction that New South Wales will roll, but +2.5 in an Origin game is massive. Yeah. Like, that's the most important
when
two
the
and
line
and
is
point.
A consensus 1.5, you know,
yes.
that
and when
point's
the total is under 34 points.
Exactly.
So we're going to break down Origin way more next week. We're going to do an early pod next Wednesday afternoon, and we're going to like have a bunch of probably prop bets.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we'll go
first
through the
try,
whole
man of the match. There's
we'll
like always good value to be found. We have picked Jenko at man of the matchup, I think a couple of years ago on the pod, 67-1.
Yeah, there's always promos, like you said, going on with man of the match, first try scorer for Origin. They always have way more promos, so we'll break down
and
those as well.
And exclusive promos we're working
on. Yeah, exactly.
For the group, for the boys.
So
all
we'll
right.
have some, yeah, exclusive promos in the group for Origin, but let's kick it off. Friday, Rabbits -2 points hosting the Eels, 41.5 the total.
And the Eels played like a really tough like arm wrestle match
they
against
did, yeah.
the Raiders. I was surprised how
they
well they did play.
Probably should have won, really.
They could have.
It,
yeah, they could have won. Moses slotted into that team. He did, you know, replace like 90% of what Corey Norman does in that side.
He actually didn't look terrible. Didn't look horrible.
No,
you know.
Neither did the Rabbits playing in deplorable conditions against the Melbourne Storm team that, you know, wasn't going to go down 2 weeks in a row. And I kind of look at the Rabbits. They're pretty much full strength here.
Yep.
And you kind of think Adam Reynolds is still one of the best players in the comp who, you know, yet again, doesn't get to play rep footy here. I think he'll have a real point to prove. And the Eels, I mean, they lost Michael Jennings as well, whether he would have figured in Origin, I'm not sure, but he's out. But they do get a slot back in Brad Takarangi, so that does kind of cover him.
Bit of a downgrade, I guess.
It is a downgrade, yeah. And ultimately, you know, I do still think, all right, the Eels hung tough last week without Corey Norman. Let's see them do it again. I think the Rabbits going to get
me
up
too.
In this one.
Yeah, me too. I like it. I was going to have a bit more search around. Didn't have too much time before I came over. I was trying to find a -1.5 or something like that. I'll see a really good straight up price
because
of the
there's $1.75 out there.
Yeah, exactly, which is probably better than laying the two. I really like the Rabbits. Full strength. I think the halves combo is better at the Rabbits, you know. Whether or not Moses played well last week, you know, it's still going to take a while for him to adjust into that role. No Corey Norman's massive, you know, they're pretty much missing their best player, and Moses does not fill that void. But the Rabbits, you know, they're sitting 13th on the ladder. This is a must-win game for them. They showed some heart against the Storm last week. I think better halves combo. I think, you know, comparable forward pack with a desperate Rabbit side, you know, sitting towards the bottom of the ladder. I think we have to take the Rabbits. And on top of that, I think that the total is a little bit high for me. It's 41.5. And always said the Eels have pretty good defense, but you know they're going to struggle to put on points for those first few weeks that Moses is in there, and especially no Corey Norman. So I don't see the Eels scoring too many points here. I like the under, and possibly even like an Eels team total under.
Yeah,
like
Eels
that.
Team total under sounds good. Clint Gutherson's not a great kicker.
Nah.
You know what? Even Robbie Farah has a point to prove. He's got to kind of feel a little bit slighted by Laurie Daly. The fact that Laurie has been really true to Farah. Farah had like a pretty decent game the last couple of weeks, and he kind of openly said he was going to pick Wallace, and now he's picked Pete.
You can't disagree with the pick, though. I feel like Pete's is the better player.
Well, it's funny that he said he would have gone to Wallace first. It's like, I don't know. I think Farah understands that, and Farah's been struggling to even be the first choice hooker in his own club. But I do think he'll have a big game, and I think like Sutton in the halves, I'm not sure. But, you know, don't sleep on Aaron Gray, who only returned from injury last week as well, has played like City Country footy. He's actually a really good backline player.
Agree.
Quality backline. I think we like the Bunnies. I
agree.
Think they will win that
I
one.
Like the Bunnies. Yep. Next up, Saturday, we've got the Warriors -8.5 points hosting the Broncos, 41.5 the total. We've got a bet on this one already.
We do have a bet on this one, but maybe if we just go back a week, I mean, look, think about what we saw last Friday night. I mean, you start with the Warriors. We were very confident the Warriors would get revenge over the Dragons. Dragons missing a couple of key players there, obviously.
Yep.
They put in a good effort.
I mean,
who, the Dragons?
Not the Warriors.
The Warriors
absolutely
started
not.
Well. They looked like they turned up. They looked like they meant business. We were interested to see how they would react after they capitulated against Penrith.
Brutal.
Like, how much of that was Penrith and how much was it the Warriors? Mm-hmm. We saw Penrith do it again.
Well, I guess what we saw what Penrith can do second half.
And
they
got up 6-0. They were controlling the game. And, you know, I really was genuinely shocked. And I shouldn't be shocked by the Warriors team.
Nothing shocks us anymore.
But to give
but
up 30 against the Dragons team with, like, on paper, one of the weakest backlines in the comp, because there's no Willip, there's no Dugan there. I don't think UNA can play it either. It still baffles me how they did that. So it's like, you know, is there something, you know,
internally wrong with the Warriors.
Yeah, really wrong at the core of the Warriors team. That's the only risk, because on paper, they're going to obliterate the Broncos this week. We mentioned it, six guys playing Origin. On top of that, Andrew McCulloch gets a neck or head injury last week.
He's gone for like 6 weeks.
So, they destroyed the Tigers, but you don't know what you're going to get out of the Tigers, and they destroyed a Tigers team that put a 40-cent stamp on the game last week. So, you know, the punters have seen Brisbane covering lines for fun, and the Warriors just the least trustworthy team you can get. But in this case, it's just not the same Warriors, not the same Broncos.
Yeah, it's a complete talent mismatch, I guess. And all you can hope for is that the Warriors show up. And if they do, they'll cover the number. I mean, we gave it out earlier in the week. And like you said before, you know, that's the benefit of being in the group. Because we trawl constantly for these lines. We gave out Warriors, -4 points. They're now, you know, 8.5-point favourites. So really happy with that number. And actually, on the forum, I think it was Brent, was asking if we can just address whether we would play back on the Broncos at the 8.5 number.
Yeah, well,
and I actually wouldn't, because I just think the Warriors are one of those teams that can, you know, when they're on, they can blow out a team. So in those high variance games, I guess, I'm happy to just sit with the good number.
I think we knew that no punter wanted any part of the Warriors, and trust the Broncos. And we were always going to be taking the Warriors in this game.
Definitely.
There were two players who played for Brisbane in Oates, who wasn't necessarily a shoo-in for Queensland, because guys like Valentine Holmes and Billy Slater missed out.
Yep.
And Milford, who was a bit of a surprise, I thought they would have actually gone with... I thought they would have gone with Morgs in the halves.
Yeah.
And not necessarily even picked Milford as a utility. You know, DCE was in the mix as well. So there's two really key players for the Broncos who were both out. Then we knew we
on
had
top
to
of
just,
half the fucking yeah,
we,
pack,
we
you know?
Had to just absolutely pull the trigger on the Warriors. Yep. -3.5 disappeared. We got -4. We love it. You know, we got them at $1.60 to win.
Yep.
People might have seen the multi we put in the group. And now it's like they're $1.40 to win. Which kind of, I guess you could say, corresponds to a team that should win 60% of the time would be about $1.40. And to me, I still think, 70% of the time. Yeah, whereas 75% of the time, they'd be $1.33. So, honestly, they have to win this game 8
yes.
or 9 times out of 10. Like, if the Warriors can't win this, then just put a fork in them. You're absolutely done.
And it should be like 8 out of 10 times, because, I mean, 1 in 4 times, no, 1 in 5, I guess, they do fucking just not show up, you know? So, I mean, if we can just get a full 80-minute effort out of the Warriors, which is the only uncertainty, they will roll here.
Mm.
And, you know, people sort of say, you know, oh, they won't miss these players that much, the Broncos. But when you have, like you're saying, not only like cluster injuries, but this is more like just a cluster of players in the same sort of position being out. But that basically your whole forward pack is out, plus one of your halves. You're gonna struggle a lot.
So how many points would you need to take the Broncos?
I think I'd need 12.
Yeah.
I think I'd need 12.
To be honest, if it was 12.5, that would.
I'd take it. You'd take 12.5.
You would maybe only for the value, but like.
Yeah.
But really, the Warriors should be
they
winning
should
this game
them.
By 3 tries.
Yeah, I agree. Should. I totally agree. So we love the Warriors in that one. Saturday, Sharks -4.5 hosting the Bulldogs, 38.5 the total.
And I like a side in this game too.
Yeah,
and it is the Bulldogs.
I knew you'd say this.
Yeah, 4 key outs for Sharks. I mean, 3 out for the Dogs. If I did have a comment about the New South Wales team, I was surprised to see Brett Morris get picked. I thought, you know, I potentially could have had Jack Bird in my starting back line and potentially put someone like Jared Hayne on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know Toby Turbo probably would have been in the side over Brett Morris, but got injured. But, you know...
Brett Morris actually played well last week.
He doesn't let you down, for sure, Brett Morrison. And, you know, it is a loss for the Dogs.
Yep.
I see this game just looks like it's got underwritten all
over.
It's
a grind,
yes! With both teams, like, missing kickers as well. And, both teams just, like, not having a lot to offer in attack. But, I don't know what I'm missing here. I feel like the Bulldogs have equal chance to the Sharkies in this one. I really don't see who's winning this match for the Sharks.
Yeah, this is the one time... I'm actually going to have to agree with you, and I freaking hate the Bulldogs, and I think they're the side in this one catching 4.5, but more so than that, I really like the under. I like the under even more than a side here. 38.5 for, you know, I think the Sharks have arguably lost more than the Bulldogs, and it's not often that you can say that around Origin time, that the Sharks lose more players than the Bulldogs, but they've lost, you know, Maloney, Fifita, Bird, Graham. That's pretty much it, I think. But yeah, I mean, the Bulldogs have lost less. I see this as a low-scoring arm wrestle game. My bet of this game is probably a Sharks under. If you can catch, like, I'm guessing it's around 20.5 or something like that. I think that's solid. You know, with no Maloney kicking goals, you know, they might still score four tries and then go under the 20.5. So I really like the under. I like the Dogs a little bit, but I like the Sharks under as well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at both those back lines, and it's just really ugly to look
at. It's just going to be, it's just going to be a shit game.
Yeah, probably the least entertaining of the week, but grabbing that +4.5 and grabbing the Sharks under is the way to go.
Yep, totally. Last game of the round on Sunday, the Raiders are -7.5 hosting the Roosters, 42.5 the total.
Another one that we jumped on early, as you said, like, you noticed that, like, a lot of bookies already went to 6.5.
Yep.
We got -3.5.
$1.80.
Was it consensus? Well, it was a -4.5 on Crown Bet, but you could, in the pick your own line, you could get it $1.80, -3.5.
And that's worth it. That's worth it.
That was worth it. So we gave that one out. I was really surprised that Shannon Boyd didn't get picked for New South Wales, because he was picked in the Kangaroo side and just happened to have a leg injury and missed that one. And he's a victim of, you know, the poor form of the Raiders, that he's fallen out of favour there. So that is a massive plus for the Raiders to only lose one player. This is a side that was so close to making the grand final last year.
Adam's just saying, I look like a hobo, and I must apologise. I have been thinking of shaving for about a week now. But
thanks for shaving.
Surprisingly enough, the missus said I should grow it out.
And yeah, but I don't think she was talking about your beard.
No, that's true. But that's impossible.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you get
it's impossible.
You get a pump or
you
something?
You get the pump.
Yeah, these days.
They put you on one of those, like, machines, I guess, that stretch your limbs, but it's on you.
I definitely would look
you
into that, too.
Yeah.
If we get another multi
Groupon or something on it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, we played the Raiders -3.5 at $1.80, and, I mean, now that bet is pretty much, like, what, $1.60 or something like that. In terms of playing back on the Roosters, I wouldn't do it, just because the Raiders are pretty much full strength minus Papali. And they're another one of those teams where they have high variance games, because they can shit the bed and lose to teams like the Bulldogs, or when they're on, or the Knights. But when they're on, they can put a 40 spot on you. Mm. So, you know, I'm not ready to jump out and play the Roosters +7.5. They've just lost too many troops for me.
Yeah.
I see the Raiders rolling in this one, but I think the Roosters have lost so many that it's just a complete mismatch, and this total's still 42.5. I'd be tempted, I was looking around, I'd be tempted to play the Roosters under 17.5 points. I don't think they're going to score that many in this one. And the Raiders, you know, everyone talks about their offense, their defense is still pretty solid.
Yeah, I think looking at where the Raiders were on the ladder, you know, it was do or die time of the season for them, especially after such an embarrassing loss to the Knights.
Yeah.
They find themselves, I think, from up 10-0 to the Eels, they were down 16-10. Mm-hmm. They come back, they dig deep, and they win that one. I think that lifts the squad. As you say, you only lose Papali, who already had to sit out a match for, you know, his drunk driving indiscretion. So they're basically at full strength. They're at home. That back line is epic. You know, the forward pack is still very deep. Absolutely the right side, and they really have got to win this game by
they
two
have
tries.
To. Have to.
But, you know, you look at that Roosters team, it does go to show you why this Roosters team can win the comp. Because, like, you go through
it makes you wonder how they're under the salary cap.
Now, Latrell Mitchell had a sternum injury. I was hoping he'd be out, but he's back. We were hoping maybe Tupou would make the New South Wales team.
He didn't.
He's there. Orbison can play centres. Joseph Manu is actually like an underrated young gun. And then you have the luxury of bringing Connor Watson, you know, the player of the nines, and like a really star up-and-coming player, into your halves. You've actually still got a sweet back line. And then your forward pack, you still have like New Zealand prop, Weir Hargraves, Kane Evans, Ryan Madison's a gun, Taki Aho, and not to mention Jake Friend, like, who's like nearly a rep level hooker as well. I am wary of the fact that that Roosters team, with nothing to lose, and with still like, okay, it gets a bit skinnier when you start looking at who's lining up on the interchange bench. But, you know, just don't write them off, and don't necessarily just think Canberra 13 plus is easy money, because they will make them earn it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And that's the reason why, you know, they were pretty much our pick to win the comp at the start of the season. It's just that they're a superstar team,
missing,
and they're stacked deep.
Missing five Origin players.
Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, the forward pack is going to struggle a little bit. And I think the Raiders, I don't want to say come over the top of them, but they're going to have a better forward pack in this one. They're going to have better halves, you know, better back line. So, I mean, I think the Raiders do get the win. I think they, you know, we've got a good line. But in saying that, I mean, you're not coming back on the Roosters +7.5.
No,
it's not enough.
I'm not. 10.5.
Yeah,
which I don't think it gets to, but I would need double digits before I played the Raiders for all the reasons. Before I played the Roosters for all the reasons that we set up in the Raiders'
favour.
But I just It's also because I've got this multi, which I put on Boston Celtics, $18 head-to-head, and they did win.
Yep.
And the only two other legs are New Zealand to win straight up. Don't even need to lay points. That was $1.60 at the time. And Raiders to win straight up $1.55. And I'm just thinking, like,
what
how
leg's losing?
Do I get fucked up here? And the obvious choice is the Warriors fuck me up. But I am also, like, I don't know, I walked under a ladder or something. I'm like, I'm just an absolute classic for losing on the last leg, which would be the Raiders. And, you know, I wish Tupo had been picked for
bloody
the Stars, and I wish Mitchell Mitchell was still
in. Which I thought he might have, yeah. I mean, it's arguably been playing better than Brett Morris.
Yeah, you almost think maybe you could play Raiders second half, because you think, like, maybe the Roosters could hang tough first half, and then it just becomes too much, and then,
and then
it opens up.
And, I mean, I think the thing is as well, the weather as well. I mean, it's fine down there in Canberra, and they're one of those teams, especially with their current roster, you know, they're full strength, they like to throw it around.
Mm.
The dry track certainly favours them, where else the Roosters are going to try and slow it down, turn it into a grind, which, you know, helps in, like, wet weather and that sort of stuff, but, you know, when it's a dry track, you know.
I mean, just remember that they lost Cunny Dowell as well, recently as well.
Oh, I know, they're a stacked roster. They're a top four.
It is a good question how they're under the cap. Yeah, I'd like to know. It's a bloody big cat.
Yes, bloody hell.
Down in Bondi.
That will do it for the week, guys. Obviously, next Wednesday, we've been doing two in a row early. We'll be back same time next week, 4 o'clock Queensland time. We'll break down Origin 1. That'll probably take up the majority of the pod, and then we'll skim over round 13 because there's going to be some injuries in Origin, and we don't want to put our hard-earned money on before we know about that.
Like, who really cares about round 13 before our Origin games have been played? That's what we all care about, Origin fever.
It's in the air,
so yeah, we're really excited for that one. But let's make some more money this weekend. You said four multis last week. We also went 12-5 on 17 best bets. So if you want our best bets for round 12, we're going to post them in the group tomorrow.
We're going to
post more multis in the group tomorrow.
And there's more shit to win. Obviously,
we're giving away Origin tickets next week.
Two of them. And as much of a prize as that is, you get to fucking come with us to Origin, which, you know, maybe you don't want to win that prize.
You can sell them.
$50 once again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to give away. And we'll have.
We've got $500 to give away next weekend.
$500 free bet to give away next weekend. So join the group. Link's in the post. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in as always, lads. Please gamble responsibly.